Today's episode of The Mom Game is presented by our friends at Gateway GMC at LBJ and Jupiter. I know that buying a car can be stressful, but not at Gateway because their slogan is, Gateway's got it. And just what does that mean? Well, it means Gateway's got a wide selection of new GMCs and GM-certified used vehicles, all competitively priced. Gateway's got it. In these busy times, you want a car dealer who makes things easy and convenient. Well, guess what? Gateway's got it. When you log on to gatewaygmc.com, look for the Shop Click Drive button. This allows you to shop from the comfort of your home. And who doesn't want that? In fact, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule that delivery. And on top of all this, Gateway GMC offers complimentary car washes for life. So when you want a dealer who has it all, Gateway's got it. You can find them online at gatewaygmc.com or shop in person at LBJ and Jupiter. GMC, we are professional grade. And welcome inside the Coppola Studios for episode 295 of The Mom Game. I'm Emily Jones. She's Julie Dobbs. And while I pour you a glass of Coppola Prosecco, why don't you tell us about the good stuff Coppola's got?
I love up for the hearing holidays. That pop, because it means we have some nice Coppola.
It does.
Headed our way. 51 days until Christmas.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Not that anyone's counting.
How about a truth bomb?
That's aggressive.
As we shoot this today.
Do you just have that off the top of your head?
I just Googled it because I knew I was going to be talking about the holidays.
I was like, look at you with your planning.
That's right. 51 days. From the day that we're shooting. So it's going to be even less than that when everybody's listening to this show. So that means you got to start thinking about the holidays and how you are going to be prepared to host. Hopefully you think of our friends at Coppola. Francis Ford Coppola's Diamond Collection is made for the holidays. Their Coppola Claret Cabernet Sauvignon is the perfect pairing with all meals. And it received a 93-point rating from Wine Enthusiast Magazine. That's the highest rating this wine has ever received. That means the people love it. The Diamond Prosecco that we are often drinking here while shooting on The Mom Game goes great with friends and family at holiday brunches or parties. Francis Ford Coppola Winery, Geyserville, Sonoma County, California. Please drink responsibly.
Yes, and cheers to episode 295 of The Mom Game.
Yay.
We're here together today and we have no guest, so it's just me and you. How are you?
It's just us.
It is.
I'm good. We chatted a little bit on the phone yesterday. This week is 2 days off random for my kids.
So random.
So they're at home today. I mean, it's completely random. It's a Monday and Tuesday off after we just had fall break, and then we're getting ready for Thanksgiving break, which is a whole week off.
Yeah, we have random next Tuesday off for Veterans Day, which is not, I mean, I love veterans and grateful, and I just don't feel like we've ever had Veterans Day off, and it's a Tuesday. So
yeah, it's just a random. So okay, so Veterans Day is next week because I was thinking I think today's some sort
election
of like election day.
To tell me you haven't voted, Julie.
What are we voting for today?
I'm not really sure.
I'm gonna vote for the woman.
Okay.
Actually, I'm not gonna vote.
Sexist.
Today's election day, I guess. And then yesterday, we had our parent-teacher conferences, but usually they just have like a sub.
Yeah.
Cover the classrooms so the teachers can conference. So I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to be glass half full person. And the good things are I love that the teachers are getting some breaks because I can't imagine being a teacher.
Yeah.
So I guess if they need to up their breaks to like retain them, who knows? I feel like they're getting more days off these days. And then also not setting an alarm is really great for my children.
Yeah.
They are so tired.
Yeah.
Ryder sleeps till like 9 or 10 when he doesn't have to get up for school, which tells me a lot about how tired he is.
Yeah.
And then I haven't scheduled much for them, so they're just getting a lot of like free kind of playtime.
Yeah. I think when your kids don't have like any place to be and can just sleep and be sloths for a little while, there's nothing wrong with that because they're so busy blowing and going. And
they are.
I mean, I get excited on Wednesdays because I don't have to get Henry to football at 6:30, which means I don't have to wake up at 5 a.m.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I get so excited. I'm like, oh, it's Wednesday. I get to sleep till 6 a.m.
instead of 5 a.m. So do all football moms wake up at 5?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, they might not. I just, you know, because I'm insane and neurotic. I want my whole day will be thrown off if I don't work out before I wake him up.
Mm.
So,
but even if you were to kind of wait till the last minute, Yeah. You'd still have to get up super early.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, there was an oh shit moment a couple of weeks ago that it was, I mean, I think I woke up like at 6:05. And it was like, I mean, you know, got to make sure he's got all the S together. And I don't know. My kids are pretty good about it because mm-hmm. they don't want to hear me, basically. But I do make him breakfast. I make both my kids breakfast every morning. Like, something. Eggs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Hattie just wants like a protein shake. But anyway, yeah, you can do it.
Yeah.
Duress if you need to. But then it throws my whole day off and then I'm a giant bitch the rest of the day. And so it's like, it's better for everyone if I just.
And you did it today?
If I just wake up at 5. Yeah.
Whew, okay. We're good.
Yeah. Yeah. Watch out. I got a public apology coming to you up here in sports.
Oh, mm-hmm. Oh, good. Well, good. Yeah. So that's kind of what's, I guess, all that's really going on in my world. I did sign my kids up for a little camp today. It's not even a camp. It's like a clinic for 2.5 hours this afternoon at Lake Highlands High School. They have the Wranglers.
Okay.
And they're like, they two-step.
Oh, that's
they're like
cute.
Country Western dancers, and they've been there forever. They're kind of like, they've gotten kind of famous at our high school. Like, they were there when my mom went to high school there back in the 70s or whatever. And they'll travel. They'll go to like New York City and perform. They'll be like in the parade sometimes.
Oh,
they're very, very good. Yeah, it's cute. So I signed them up, and neither of them, like, Anna's more excited than Ryder. He's like, Mom, I have to go dance. I'm like, yes. I'm like, this is my one goal in life. If I die and I have it now recorded, you will both be Wranglers at Lake Highlands High School, and you will dance together in your boots and your jeans and your cute little outfits.
Okay.
And you will be Wranglers.
Okay.
So, kids, if I'm gone, just know that that's my one demand.
That was her.
Go
dying.
Go learn how to country western dance together.
And to be a part of the Wranglers.
Yes. Okay. So I'm forcing them to go to that today,
yeah,
which will be cute.
That's cute. Okay, so what else do we have? We probably need to tell everyone what's coming up on the show.
Yeah, let's do it.
Well, we don't really have a whole lot of like set stuff because we don't have a guest. So it's going to be stay tuned because you never know what you're going to get.
See where the hormones take us.
Never know what you're going to get with the mom game. So Halloween happened.
Yep.
Did you guys have a good Halloween?
We did. Yeah, it was great. It was good. It's kind of like low key. Like there's a big party that happens down across this big road from us, and we just kind of stayed up in our area and didn't party, just took the kids trick-or-treating. I don't know, I feel like Anna's like still so little and just loves trick-or-treating that I just wanted her to fully appreciate it and enjoy it and not worry about like mom partying so much. I don't know, sounds not like judging, but it was just like I just wanted to trick-or-treat.
Yeah.
And that's what we did.
Yeah.
My parents came in town kind of last minute, so that was fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How about you?
My kids were in different places, and I barely saw them, which is kind of the story of my life these days with a 14-year-old and 12-year-old. I went over to my friend Lisa's, and my mom actually handed out candy. She really wanted to do that at Lisa's house, and we did nothing. We were watching the World Series, which, by the way, we'll talk about, was fucking amazing.
Yeah, it was.
I didn't do much. It was pretty uneventful.
So then your kids just kind of are on their own.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Henry was over in one neighborhood and Hattie was in another neighborhood and we were.
And then they just get dropped off or something, or you go grab them.
Yeah. We ended up having a couple girls spend the night at our house that night.
That's fun.
Yeah.
It's a whole new wave of parenting. Where you can just go hang out with.
It's crazy.
Mom friends.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. But it's fun. And then we had sports this weekend. Found out Henry definitely has jacked up his shoulder to a point where we're going to have to do some serious evaluation on how to move forward, which stinks for him. But,
how's he handling it?
I don't think he's going to have surgery. So that's
good.
Huge plus. But yeah, I think we just need a plan. Like, it's just like with anything else. We really need we just need a plan. So that's where we are with him. Yeah. So we're just kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
All over the place. But yeah, I'm excited for, like you were talking about Thanksgiving, like I'm excited for some downtime.
Yeah.
Where we're not blowing and going so much.
Yeah. It's nice.
Yeah. Fall baseball is over. Football, he has one more game after this week. And then it's just, he'll try out for the basketball team. There's a bunch of dudes trying out. So.
So
sure
this is what grade basketball?
Eighth.
Yeah. Did he play seventh?
He did. It's definitely not his sport.
Right.
like he works really hard at other at football and baseball.
Yeah.
I don't know the last time he picked up a basketball.
Okay.
So,
do they have like A team, B team kind of deal? Okay.
Yeah.
So a lot of people can make it.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
I just feel like.
Does he get nervous for trying out? I feel like middle school tryouts are probably.
So it's like over the course of a week. So okay. They like go, like they had for like an hour and a half, three nights, 1 week, and then they'll tell him. So it's not like just one. You know,
one big day.
It's not like cheer tryouts where it's like, show me a performance and we'll, you know.
Right.
But yeah, so it's like, well, I mean, this is how it is,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
To see, you know, it's just the way it is. The older they get.
Right.
Yep. You don't make everything. You don't, you know. It's not, there's no more daddy ball. And
I know. That's kind of nice. And that's the right age to be doing it.
For the fuck's sake. Yes, it is.
Yes.
It's very nice.
Yeah.
I mean, now listen, there's challenges everywhere.
Yeah.
Challenges everywhere.
Right.
But it's nice to not have to worry about politics coming into play, which there probably is some. Like, there are some super involved parents that I think have the ears of the coaches or whatever.
Or like donate or something.
Whatever. I'm like, I don't. Yeah. I that's not really my game.
No.
So, anyway. No.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's exciting.
Yes, very exciting. Okay, when are you going to put up your Christmas decorations?
I do the day after Thanksgiving.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Same.
Yeah.
You know what Hattie did? Little what? Bitch. Got hers out.
She did?
Yeah.
Like for her, because she has her own little tree, right?
She has her own little tree and like she has a sack full of decorations. So last year after Christmas, I decided that I have so much open storage space inside my house. Like there's no reason for me to pack all the shit up and put it in the attic.
Yeah.
Like if there's open drawers and cabinets and shelves where I can put this, stash this Christmas stuff in closets and stuff, like why would I not do that? So I just, her tree basically stays decorated and lives on the top shelf in her closet. And then there's a bag of decorations that she has. So the other night I walk in and she's blaring Christmas music.
Oh, Hattie.
And she has all of her decorations out. And I walk in and I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, I knew you weren't going to like this. And I was like, you realize this goes against everything I believe. And she was like, and that's why I did it. And I was like, you little. Yeah. So anyway, she's like, are you going to let me keep it? I'm like, yes, I'm going to let you keep it out.
Is it just her room?
It's just her room.
Aw.
Yeah.
So she's ready.
Oh, she's ready.
Aw,
but this was
that.
Before Halloween. I'm like, it's not even Halloween yet.
Yeah.
But my kids have gotten to the age where they like they love this time of year. Like, they love being off of school. They love to look forward to stuff. They love the parties. They love all the things.
So yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah.
And I love this time of year, too.
I do, too. It's great. Oh, my gosh. I wish that we could have this weather the whole time. We are in some really great weather right now here in Dallas.
So nice.
So nice. When it gets frigid, I don't like being too cold.
I know. I don't either. I would much rather it be 105 than 35.
Same.
I don't handle it well.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm the day after Thanksgiving. I do feel like I don't want Thanksgiving to be completely overshadowed.
Yeah.
But the day after Thanksgiving, that's, you know, that's our go-to.
But when I will say I will waver on this if we're not hosting Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. So I think this year, like our Christmas lights outside are getting put up. And I think they did last year. We just didn't turn them on.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
But like, if I look at the calendar and like it makes sense for me to decorate the week before Thanksgiving, I might do it just because we're not hosting Thanksgiving.
Right.
I always just felt weird if we hosted Thanksgiving and then I had my Christmas decorations up. Mm-hmm. It just made me feel weird.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
Yeah. And so we are not hosting this year. So I might just bring this
just you could just kind of ease into it, but you won't. You'll do it all in like one day.
I'm not sure if you're familiar with me. There's not a lot of easing going on over here,
not.
Julie.
It's hard stop.
Stop on easing.
Hard stop. Hard start. I can't say.
Yeah.
Hard start. Hard stop.
Yes.
When it comes to holidays.
Yeah.
But PSA.
And that shit will be completely down by December 26th.
Which is sad.
Through New Year's.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that either.
Yeah.
I just am like.
You're over it. Yeah.
Check it off the list.
PSA though, if you have a husband that does your Christmas lights and maybe needs like a while to get him to do it, it's the beginning of November. So start asking.
It's the time.
And then you can have them done by Thanksgiving if you're anything like my house. It's like put it on the list, like casually nudge, like, and then we finally get it out, like start doing it. Oh no, they don't work. The lights don't work. There's one that doesn't work. So then the whole strand doesn't work. So now I got to run to Home Depot. So then it's a whole nother week. And then just start.
And then by that time, it's December 22nd.
Exactly.
So if you're listening or watching and someone in your life needs a little nudge, send them to the Mom Game. Let Julie tell them that shit's not going to work out that way.
Nope.
You need to jump on it early.
Jump on it early. Start nudging.
Okay. Let's do a little sports courts brought to us by our friends at Bella, Scott, and White All Saints.
Yes. The Mom Game wants you to unleash your frog power with our friends at Baylor, Scott, and White All Saints. As the proud sponsor of TCU Athletics, Baylor, Scott, and White Health is giving you the chance to win a football signed by Coach Sonny Dykes. Here's how you enter. Snap a picture of the QR code on your screen. It'll take you straight to the entry form, or you can just visit our Instagram page. Go check us out if you haven't already, and click follow while you're there if you don't follow us. Click the link in our bio labeled Baylor, Scott, and White Enter to Win Contest, and then you can check out game day tips to keep you at your peak so that every game feels like your best game. Also, a quick shout out to our friends at Trident Access Services, their website, txtrident.com. If you have been thinking about getting a new gate for your driveway, I got one. We love it. It's one of the best things we've ever done because we opened up our whole backyard, took the fence down that was dividing the driveway in the backyard area. It's so fun. They can also help make sure that your garage is ready for this incoming cold weather that we know we are going to get, and they have a fall tune-up special going for just $39.99. They will come check everything out, make sure that your garage door doesn't freeze up on you, or maybe it already is. Give them a call, txtrident.com, and please tell them that the Mom Game sent you. We would really appreciate it. Sports courts.
Sports courts.
Where you want to start?
You want to start? I have four things on here. Mm-hmm. Cowboys World Series map starts. I didn't put college football on. We need to talk about college football because let's just start there. College game day is going to Lubbock.
Oh yeah, I think
that?
I did see that.
Yep. BYU.
Are you gonna go be the? You should go like see if you could do one day of interviewing fans and stuff.
Yeah.
Well,
I thought you were
contract.
Gonna say that I should be the guest picker, the celebrity guest picker.
Oh yes, yeah, so you could be the celebrity
guest
picker.
It was very close. It was a tight race between me and Patrick Mahomes, and they selected Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. I understood. They said next time it would definitely be me.
Yeah. Just be on call.
Yeah. Be on standby in case something happens.
Right.
But yeah, I'm super stoked. So it's BYU top 10 matchup. It's the biggest game in Lubbock or for Tech, period, and I would say over 15 years, or maybe even closer to 20. Students are already camping out. They were camping out on Monday.
They're skipping class?
They've got it figured out. They do like shifts. They set up tents and all that kind of stuff to make sure that they can get in the stadium. It's going to be bananas. I'm so excited. I'm so scared. Like, this is the best team we've had in so very long, and
it's an interesting feeling, right?
Yeah, my friends that you know went to other schools, most of them TCU, are like, you know, rooting for the Red Raiders, or they're giving me shit or whatever, and I'm like, it's just I can't even be. It's like the Rangers in the World Series, like when they were in the playoffs in 2023. Like I'm like, I just don't really want to talk a lot about it. Like
yeah.
I'm just nervous, I'm scared. Just hold me, like just keep winning, please. And they had that obviously that slip up at Arizona State when what's his head? That stud quarterback, dual threat, came back. Why can't I think of his name?
Yeah, I don't know his name.
Oh my gosh, he's really, really good, and he's dual threat. Whatever. Anyway, they had that slip up, and then they bounced back nicely. And everything's right in front of them. They've got to win this game if they want to even think about the playoffs. So thankful it's in Lubbock. It's an 11 a.m.
For Arizona State.
Yep.
He's their quarterback that just won AP Player of the Week.
Because
one before that, Sam Levitt.
Sam Levitt.
Okay.
So Sam Levitt was hurt. Then he came back. Then he got hurt again.
Got it.
And we didn't handle it well. Anyway, super excited for Lubbock, for Texas Tech, for Joey McGuire, for that program, for the fan base. Like just
the Mom
super
Game
excited.
Zone.
The Mom
Joey
Game Zone.
McGuire.
Joey McGuire. Yes. So yeah, it should be fun. I intend to watch every single snap.
What time is that one?
It's an 11.
Okay.
So I'm super, super stoked for that game.
Yeah.
It should be
Mizzou
fun.
A&M this Saturday, too.
I know.
At Mizzou.
It is at Mizzou?
Yep.
Wait, they've lost one, Mizzou?
We've lost two because we lost to Vandy last week, which was our like big game that a lot of people were talking about because it was two top 10 or top 15 teams.
Yeah.
And that one was a really close, tough loss. But yeah, Mizzou's playing A&M. I'm excited for that. I'm just so excited that we play these teams again because we didn't for so long. And like my brother's an Aggie, my stepdad's an Aggie, my cousins are Aggies. And
right.
So we obviously aren't going this time, but I want to go to some of those games. And then next weekend or the 22nd, that's when they're supposed to play OU. And we are trying to go to that one in Norman.
Y'all have got
to
go to that one.
Yeah. Yeah. We're like currently trying to secure tickets and bring the kids. So, yeah, that's, I guess, my college football world.
Yeah, for sure. And there's been some good matchups. I mean, it's been a fun college football season. I feel like Ohio State, SMU knocked off Miami. Like, it's just been a crazy college football season. I think Ohio State's probably like the team. Mm-hmm. If I were guessing,
like last year. Yeah.
Yeah. They've got some. Plenty of other contenders that are going to be in the mix, which will be fun. And then the by the time this comes out, the the CFP the rankings come out Tuesday night, so that'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, right now Ohio State's number one, and then A&M is number three now. Alabama number four.
A&M is legit.
They're legit, and I know so Aggies fans are all just holding their breath, just like you are.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
It's like,
I'm sure
this can't be real.
Yeah, this can't be happening.
Yep, you're number nine, girl.
Okay, Cowboys played on Monday Night Football.
Yes.
They looked awful.
They did look awful.
Absolutely terrible.
Just kind of like everyone expected. So funny because they were on the Monday night game, of course, so there's so much like pomp and circumstance surrounding it. And the whole pregame show where they have to kind of talk about the Cowboys for at least half of it because you're there.
Yeah.
Jerry Jones went on there.
So did Jason you hear Kelsey Jason? I mean, did you hear Jerry Jones on with Stephen A. Smith?
I heard some of it. Yeah.
So I'm here to issue a public apology to you and every other Cowboy fan that I insulted last week by saying Jerry Jones really wanted to win football games.
Yeah.
Because
he's not even hiding it.
But I will stand by my assessment that he is absolutely delusional.
I think everyone agrees with that.
That he thinks in some twisted way that he is doing that, that he's trying to win football games.
Yeah.
Like he thinks that in his mind. Like I think he has convinced himself of that. But if you look at the evidence and then you listen to the words that come out of his mouth, you're like, I don't know. I thought he was ultra competitive and wanted to win at all costs. And I learned that he is. And that's true. But it's not in football.
Right.
It's in his bank account.
Making money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's gross.
And his team's still making money. So, you know, that's why he can just kind of be like, well, even if we lose.
I know.
We're still making money.
That goes against every, like the vast majority of people I've been around in my sports career.
Yes, it's wrong. That's why people are so frustrated with him. It's like.
And then also too, so follow my thinking here, is that he is so, you know, wanting to be the big dog that he would want to that winning would be the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking winning football, and his version of winning is
financially
the most money.
Mm-hmm. And also still like being kind of famous or whatever.
I heard, oh my God, he's so everywhere. It's
right? Like Kelly and I were talking about last night. He's on the pregame show.
He's everywhere.
He's the first one that gives sound in the locker room after a loss. And,
I know
it's always been that way. And there's like 500 cameras, you get like a little shot of Jerry Jones's nose and you can't understand anything that he's saying. It doesn't even make sense. You can tell he's like, but I'm like, we all still like fiend over getting the sound as reporters. I say we because I used to do it back in the day.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you close your eyes and you stick your big stick in there and you're like, I just got to get something for my station or whatever.
I didn't know where you were going there with
well,
your
I don't
big
have a big stick.
You're sticking it in there. Damn, Julie.
No, that's the male reporters. They're like, they're in there just getting in there as much as they can with their big stick.
Yeah, it's real sad. It really does make me sad because I really did want to. And so here's the deal. Even with all the shit that's gone on, I still root for this team.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
I still want them to win.
When you
so
live
bad.
Here, it's like, well, come on, man. Like, what are we supposed to do?
I know, and it's. I grew up watching them with my dad,
same.
But my sister and I. Like, that was like some of our best memories were like watching Cowboys football with my dad, and I just want so bad for them to be trying hard.
I know,
and it's not a reflection on the players or the coaches. It's just Jerry makes it so hard.
Yeah.
He makes it so hard because he seems so out of touch. And then you say shit like, whenever they're, you know, nobody's talking about it, so I got to stir it up. And I stir up the controversy. And it's like, gross. No.
Yeah, that's what he does. Well, and last night stir he goes on wins. The pregame show and he's like, I'm working on a big trade or whatever.
Yeah,
so
they
that
did
quote
make a trade
came
this
out.
Morning.
Was it a big trade? Was it anything? I didn't even see what it was.
Some dude from the Bengals.
And he's like,
no. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Whatever but team yeah, has a worse defense than Dallas.
Right.
He's from there. He's their best player, apparently, or leading tackler. I don't know. It's linebacker.
Logan Wilson.
There you go. Bengals?
Yes.
Okay.
With the Bengals.
Yeah. So anyway.
We need more than that.
Public apology to Julie and all the other Cowboys fans out there for...
Yes, and the reason it was like so glaring was because of the quote about like
you know, which by the way, we shot that episode last week, and the very next day he goes with the very next day,
yes,
he does that interview with the Wall Street Journal, yes. And he's like, well, that's why I'm talking to you and not trying to fix this Cowboys defense. And I was like, well, this didn't age well, no. Jerry. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Jerry. You couldn't even let Emily's argument live on for one day.
I know, you couldn't even let me have
one
a
day.
Shot at having any sort of legitimate chance,
yeah.
At having. Any sort of footing in
the It's okay. I appreciate you taking the L and admitting.
I did.
Because you, as a fan, you want to believe
you
that
do.
He cares. Like, I get it.
I know.
But he did reference that last night, too, on the ESPN pregame show. He was like, he referenced that quote. And he was like, I know a lot of people are mad at me for saying that, but I do care about this Cowboys defense, and I do have a big trade coming tomorrow. You know, he's like, oh, shit, I did it again.
Yeah.
I shouldn't just talk out of my ass.
Yeah.
Like, I'll never learn.
I know, but to say, like... You'll do anything to stay. I heard the quote from the Stephen A. Smith show, relevant. Not even relevant. He's trying to stay relevant.
Yeah, he is.
Like,
relevant. He needs to go to A&M and hang out with Reveille.
I know.
The dog.
That's the first thing I thought of.
I know.
It's like, is there an A&M connection here?
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway.
Go right off into the sunset together.
With relevant.
Relevant.
Yeah.
Reveille.
So anyway, I'm sorry to all Cowboys fans out there. Just in general. It sucks to be us is all I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks to be us.
Just the best thing I ever did was I took my heart back. I didn't let them control it
and
anymore.
And they don't have...
It was a while ago.
I'm not as invested as I used to be.
Yeah.
But I'm still invested.
Yeah. I'm not.
And I like, some of those guys seem so likable. Like, Dak seems so likable.
Dak seems great. Did you see him praying
Pickens,
before the game?
It CeeDee
was like
Lamb.
The 12th anniversary of his mom passing. He's just a good dude.
Yeah.
And to that point, I had in here, did you see what Cam Newton said? He, like, made a... public announcement to Jerry Jones. He said, Jerry Jones, you at 83, Dak at 32. You better not make a mistake. Like, I think he was thinking about this trade or like
right.
just the season. Like, you're 83 years old. Like, you've got Dak Prescott in his prime playing
yeah.
arguably better than he has in a long time. I don't know about ever. But you're just kind of like letting it waste away. And that's
yeah.
sad because Dak could lead a team to the Super Bowl. I think he could lead a team to the Super Bowl. Like he
100%.
But you don't have the team around him, especially the defense around him to get there, which is
yeah,
kind of
sad.
Yeah,
the offense has had a rough couple of weeks, but
yeah.
After my all 22s film study,
mm-hmm.
I
What's
assessed that the offense struggled.
Uh-huh.
The defense also struggled and
everybody struggled.
It was a struggle bus.
Equal struggle.
Special teams had a touchdown. That was cool.
Did you see Dez Bryant getting a haircut at the game in his suite?
What?
That's right. I was taking like random notes. Dez Bryant, all these people like come loiter around the Cowboys to stay relevant.
Yeah.
You know, Dez Bryant's definitely one of them who
oh,
wants
sure.
to be relevant. And he had his barbers come and he's just sitting there watching the game getting a haircut in his suite.
Okay.
He's still someone I think would be a great guest for us.
I do too.
I think he'd do it.
Didn't he hit on you or something?
No, that was Terrell Owens.
Different.
Who's playing in the Celebrity Pickleball Championship tomorrow night at Brookhaven, I saw.
Okay.
I know. But some of my girlfriends and I are going to, not the celebrity game, but we're going out to the pickleball tournament. They're like, oh, we should go watch this. I was like, oh,
you think he'll remember you?
Probably not. He's probably hit on so many young, blonde, white reporter people, honestly.
Whoa. Okay.
I'm
truth
ball saying.
From Julie.
Well, yeah. He probably hits okay. on everybody.
That's enough. Well, no, maybe you're just special.
I'm not special.
Maybe you are special. You're special.
I'm not special.
You're special to me.
Oh, thank you, Glenn.
Glenn, the voice of God in our ear, said you're special.
My mom says I'm special.
You are special. Okay. Do we want to hit on Mavs and Stars at all?
They're The only like stars,
are they middling
worthy news? They are middling a bit. They still have a pretty decent record.
Yeah.
They've lost a little bit more as of late, so it might feel like they're slipping a little bit. I think they lost this week, the most recent game that they've played. But the big news for the Stars, and this came out during last night's pregame show as well, is there's going to be a stadium series game at AT&T Stadium in 2026.
Didn't you go to the one at the Cotton Bowl, and wasn't it amazing?
It was so amazing. Yeah. That was the New Year's Day one, the Winter Classic.
Yeah.
I mean, Kelly was coaching then, so like he was working. Cool. Yeah. And I think I was not working, so I just got to like take the kids and hang out. It was one of our best sports memories.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
So that'll be so fun. And you know, to Jerry's credit, like he gets all this shit in there. There's a bunch, you know, so much.
Surely they're going to like open the roof and stuff.
Yeah, you would think. And hopefully we'll have some good weather and all that. But they had Jamie Benn, Tyler Seguin.
I did see that.
Yeah. And Wyatt Johnston at the game last night and celebrated. Jasmine was saying earlier, I didn't notice. I guess they didn't get a very good round of applause from the fans when they introduced the Stars players at the Cowboys game.
Why?
I don't know. I think Cowboys fans just don't care about the Stars. I don't know.
That's rude.
Isn't that rude? Yeah, those are rude. Those are some great dudes. But I was thinking
Rangers
about Jamie and Tyler. I was like, they both left their babies to come here.
Yeah.
I wonder if they've had a change of heart about doing shit like that. You know, when you have kids, things kind of like, change. And you're like, I'd rather just like stay home with my hot ass wife and baby.
Yeah.
Then like go be like paraded around like, oh, we have the stadium series coming up.
I know, but when they're that little.
And they don't even know if their contracts like, you know, like it's 2026. Like,
I think Tyler,
someone was like, oh, will Tyler even be playing? It's like, so anyway, that's just part of being a, I'm sure, I'm acting like they had to go to war or something last night. They went to AT&T Stadium for
to watch
Monday Night Football.
Game.
And Jamie Benn is a notoriously big, like, he's always been a Cowboys fan. So
yeah.
I'm sure they loved it.
Well, that's rude of Cowboys fans to not give them a good ovation.
I agree. They're very.
I mean, they're by far the most consistently good team in our Metroplex.
Exactly right.
I mean, it's not even close.
I know. They deserve better.
Yes. I mean, Rangers fans, listen, every game at the ballpark that's during the anthem, it's big Stars. Did I tell you
Rangers fans are great.
In Lubbock, they did the same thing.
They did Stars?
Yes.
Oh, cool. That's great. Well, that means the Stars reach is
I know. I thought it was large. Really interesting.
Made it to the prairie.
Because I'm so used to hearing it. And then I was like, oh, I'm in Lubbock. Like, what is happening?
Oh, I'm in Lubbock.
I'm not at the ballpark.
And I will say, to touch on the Mavs, I'm glad that there's a screaming flag.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's cool. So they've adopted that from the Stars, screaming Stars. I mean, Cooper Flagg has to think that that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Hopefully it'll spur him.
I just want to keep him happy. Can we not ruin him? Like, I mean, and I know he's a slow burn a little bit to get going.
Yeah, he's 12.
He's 12 years old. Like, he's older, like, he's older than Ryder. I mean, he's younger than Ryder.
I mean, like, he's, yeah.
Same age.
He's very young.
They're crazy.
It's going to take a minute. Okay, and then finally in sports course, I do want to hit on the World Series. Did you watch?
Yeah, I did. I watched Game 7.
Dude.
It was so good.
I did not expect that series to be so incredibly captivating, entertaining, even. Like, it was so good.
Right.
And it broke my heart for, I mean, and I never thought I would say, I mean, I don't love either one of those teams by any stretch. I mean,
no,
I definitely wanted
Toronto, though,
but
for all of Canada.
I was rooting for Toronto simply because, like, I don't like repeat champions unless it's the Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want anyone to dominate unless it's the Rangers.
That makes sense. It gets kind of boring.
And so I was happy for Clayton Kershaw. I was happy for Kirby Yates.
Yes.
You know, a million people. I mean, the Dodgers is, Dave Roberts is effing phenomenal, their manager. It's a first class organization. They do everything. I mean, they do so many things right. Like, you know, I think that a lot of that starts with Dave Roberts. I think Dave Roberts is amazing. But Yamamoto, like, Ohtani was ridiculous. He's a complete aberration. Like, he's insane.
Yeah.
He's the best player on the planet, maybe the best player ever to play. But what Yamamoto did was un-effing heard of. And the props that he is getting are so well deserved that I'm so glad that he did it on that stage, because he's been so incredibly solid. And you never know how those things are going to translate when they come over from Japan. And with him, like, for him to pitch, I mean, he pitched like a complete game shutout, and then he pitched, you know, six innings, and then the next
That's
night
so
he goes
hard
out
to
again.
Do.
Like, I was like, what are you? I mean, he's insane.
Yeah. It's good that he's getting some of that love.
Yeah. And so anyway, the numbers were out the roof as far as viewership is concerned.
It was great. Like, some were saying, like, the best World Series of all time.
It was really good. Baseball needed that.
Don't you think?
Like, I completely agree.
Baseball needed that. You've got to draw people. You've got to draw, like, kids back in.
Yeah.
Like, I know my writer was watching.
Yep.
Like, my mom was into it.
Yeah.
Like, people that aren't normally into the World Series or baseball were watching. I know all of Canada was, like, hanging by a thread.
Yep.
You know, rooting
and
for
all
the
of
Blue
Japan.
Jays. All of Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was a great series for the game of baseball.
Yeah, sure. It was good. It was exciting. It's one of those when you're kind of sad it's over.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh,
but
I was.
It's always fun that it's on Halloween, too.
I know. Last night I was like, Sunday night, I was like, there's no baseball. I guess you go watch Sunday Night Football, which, whatever. But I don't know. It was just, I was like, watching playoff baseball, having playoff baseball on almost every night for a month was
so fun.
Glorious.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, it goes away.
Bye-bye. But bye-bye. Time flies. It'll be back soon.
It does. I feel like, and also too, like, the Rangers coaching staff continues to take form. So first, Bobby Wilson, the catching coordinator, left. And then Mike Maddux, the pitching coach, which,
how long had he been here?
Well, so he was here in one stint with Wash, and then he left, and then he came back.
Okay. So it feels like a long
time. Let me know when you find a better pitching coach in Major League Baseball. I don't know that it's possible.
Yeah.
And then
the pitchers had a good season, right?
Yes.
And it was not
the best.
It was not him wanting to leave? Did you hear? I don't know what was
he's going to go to the Angels.
Okay.
So he had another.
He had a good opportunity.
Better opportunity that he felt better about. And then Tony Beasley. I'm so sad.
Oh,
like,
I know.
He's been here for 10 years.
Right.
And
is he going somewhere else? Or
he is weighing his options, but that was his decision to not come back.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's great.
He's fantastic.
He helped me with my first pitch.
He's one of the, bless him.
Bless me.
He's one of the nicest humans on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Salt of the earth, just a good, very, just an incredible man. Has been so incredible to me and to my family.
Yeah.
Henry and Hattie feel like he's theirs.
Yeah.
You know, he's just.
Well, and you always do a good job of keeping in touch with people.
But he called me, I think it was Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I was walking to Hattie's volleyball game and I showed it to Henry and I was like, I think I know what this is. He was like, is he going to leave? And I was like, that's probably why he's calling.
Oh.
So I talked to him after, and he was like, I just wanted you to hear from me. And I said, well, I hope if you're at peace with it, and if you're happy, I'm happy. So he said, I'm definitely at peace with it. So wish him, obviously, nothing but the very best. All those guys. I mean, Bobby Wilson's fantastic. Mike Maddux is fantastic. Bees. I mean.
Quite the turnover.
I know. So it's different. I mean, I may be next.
Are you going to get a better opportunity in Anaheim?
Definitely not that. Oh my God, can you imagine?
What if someone
taking my talents to Anaheim?
Right? You're going to work every single game.
They
want someone who will work all the games.
That's a hard pass. I'm so old. There's no way. I couldn't physically do it.
Well,
but I have no idea. I have no idea what's happening with me. I have had lots of inquiries about lots of changes. What about you? And I'm like,
and they just like kind of
don't know.
Talk to you till spring. Normally?
No, I'll usually hear something November, December.
Okay.
And then we'll get a gauge for it. But I mean, who knows? Stay tuned.
The news will break on the mom game.
Okay, let's do a little feed stuff brought to us by our friends at ADM. As you know, we have been working for ADM for almost, is it over a year?
Not working for them, but working with them.
Definitely a misspeak there. Sorry, Audrey. We have been working with ADM. They've been working for us. Let's put it that way. For over a year now, they focus on pretty much everything you could think of from a marketing perspective, brand management, monetization management, collaborations. They redesigned our website, which looks fantastic, streamlined everything for us. They put out our newsletter with input from us, obviously, but they just pretty much do everything you could possibly need when it comes to growing your company, growing your brand, whether you're a podcast, you're a business, you're an influencer, you're someone just looking to build a brand, they can help guide you in that direction.
And now they're doing more, I think, because of what we've kind of figured out with them, they're doing more podcast stuff.
Yeah, which is great.
So
they, like I said, they do our newsletter, so please go subscribe. I think we are close to 1,000.
Yeah, we are.
Because I don't know how to look at it. Because there's like the active people and then there's the subscribers. And
right.
Then there's the subscribers and the clickers. We want clickers, but we'll take subscribers too. So go ahead and go to our website, themomgamepod.com, and subscribe to our newsletter. Okay. This we talk about stuff all the time that we say we need to do.
Yeah.
And then
today's the day.
We don't do it. We're going to do it.
Okay.
Get out your phone.
Oh.
So this is the story. The headline is, can TikTok's bird theory predict your relationship is doomed?
Mm.
Here's the skinny. Getting advice from TikTok, always dicey, but people are into this. Have you seen the bird theory videos that are all over social media? It's a test that's supposed to show how strong your relationship is. Someone came up with it a few years ago, but it's blowing up now. So,
oh dear.
Google says searches. Okay. Anyway, this is the trend.
If you're searching for how to get a quick divorce, then your relationship might be doomed.
Yes. No, watch. So all you do, so what you're supposed to do,
mm-hmm.
you're supposed to show them, this is supposed to show how interested your partner is in you. So I think you're supposed to ask them or tell them, like, I saw a bird today. But I think what we should do to make this fun for right now is text Kelly.
Oh, okay.
I am going to text Mike
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to say, I just saw a bird with an exclamation point.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you want to do the same thing?
Do the same thing.
I just saw a bird.
Exclamation. Like it has to be. I just saw a bird. How many exclamation points?
He knows we're shooting. He's going to be like, you're doing something dumb with Emily.
How many exclamation points did you do?
Just one.
I did three.
Well, then he's going to know something's off. When have you ever texted him three exclamation points?
All the time.
No, you don't.
No, never. Okay, so we're going to do it. Okay, what about, do you have a text string, like a fun text string group, like a group of moms?
Yeah.
Okay, let's text them too. So I'm going to text the Remedial Book Club and I'm just going to say, I just saw a bird.
Sadly, mine's not anyone that lives in town. Still working on that. But I got my besties from college.
Still working on local friends, Julie.
Yeah, you know, sometimes things okay. just take a turn.
So there's 10 girls on this text string. So I'm expecting like pure comedy to ensue here.
Okay. I just sent my college bestie.
Mike is probably thinking that I mistyped something.
Do it to like, do you have like a big giant, like I have like second grade moms.
Okay. Nothing against any of them. I delete all those.
Oh, you do? I should do it to like the random second grade mom group me where like I don't really even know everybody.
You have a bunch of numbers in there you don't recognize.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to come back to this and see what happens.
Okay.
Okay. So far, nothing. Crickets on my
end. But
okay.
We just sent it.
Yeah, we did.
Mm-hmm.
People might be.
And like, then you could like try your mom. Like my mom would be like, oh, sweetie, that's so great.
Okay, you want to do moms?
Sure. Okay. Let's do moms too.
Okay, mom. I just saw a bird.
My mom has this like bird thing with me when I was born. There was like a bird on the car.
Okay, I got a response
from Mike.
As we were
leaving the hospital, what do you say?
What? And then I'm going to say a bird, exclamation point, I saw it.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
A bird, I saw it.
Wait, let me get it. Okay. I just saw a bird. What? A bird! I saw it! I'm like, girl, whatever shots you're getting at House of Skin and Health are working. You are excited about seeing a bird.
Oh. He said, I don't know what that means.
He's trying to like decide like if it's something sexual. I'm like, is this a good sign for me?
Should I come home?
All right.
I'm leaving the office right now.
Yeah.
Okay, should I stop right here? Can you think of anything better?
I just saw
a bird. What? A bird! Exclamation point. I saw it. I don't know what that
like,
means.
Like in the air with like three exclamation points.
It was flying.
Yeah, he's gonna think you're on drugs.
He's gonna it was flying.
It was
like
flying.
That was a good one.
In the
now
air.
I'm sweating.
Oh, my besties said what kind? What color?
Stop. They're so
with
nice.
A little eagle.
I can't wait for my bitchy friends to respond because they're gonna be like, shut the fuck up and quit polluting the text string with your dumbass observations.
Mary Comfort, I love you. Ugh. What kind? What color?
Stop.
It's my college friends. They're the
You're
best.
You're friends with a bunch of Julies.
I am.
Y'all are all so happy and nice.
They're the best. No, there's not. There's 10 of us. There's some Emily's in there.
Dude, what? Such a bitch. You are a bitch. You're a bitch.
I didn't say anything led you one way or the other.
You're a sneaky bitch. You're a sneaky bitch. You're an undercover bitch is what you
None
are.
None of my friends are mean.
You are an...
I mean, they're Emily's like...
My friend Jessica texted, wow, in all caps. My mom just texted question marks.
Oh, poor Carol. She's going to be...
She's
going to throw her for a loop.
Just give her 5 minutes. She'll be calling. Oh. Is everything okay? Where was the bird?
Like, because you could see a bird like in your house and it'd be an event, right? Like, maybe she's thinking there's a bird in your house.
Oh, it's so funny.
She has bubbles, doesn't she?
Okay.
She's still texting you.
Who? Your mom?
No, Carol. I could see her bubbles.
Oh. Let me see. She's trying to figure out. She's probably calling my sister. Is everything okay with Emily?
I've only gotten one friend.
Let's check back in.
Okay.
I feel like I'm proud of Mike for texting me back.
Oh, my mom said where?
God, you have the... We have different kind of friends and family.
My people are like, okay. Don't, she's fragile. Just go with it.
Yeah. Just entertain her. Oh, yes. Oh, tell us all about the bird. Do you have any pictures? Did you snap a photo? Right.
Yeah. Like, we don't want her to
she's
lose
fragile.
It.
Meanwhile, my friends are like, she's a bitch. Tell her she sucks. And this is a dumb topic of conversation.
Because what would you do if they texted?
Oh, it would be WTF.
Right.
And, oh, awesome. Way to go.
Yeah.
Really killing
cool.
it today.
My mom wrote baby.
Bird dork.
My mom wrote baby bird.
Oh.
Oh, my other friend Lauren said, did you take a picture?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I my gosh. Them.
This is, if you have ever wondered about Julie and I's dynamic and how different we are, this should give you a very clear idea of just mm-hmm. how different we are. We love each other.
Mm-hmm.
So,
we do.
Yeah. So, if you have friends who are different than you, look, what did I tell you? My mom's calling.
Answer.
So I told you.
You did. You did.
Hey, Mom.
My curiosity is getting the best of me.
Okay. I just was calling to see if you... I just wanted to tell you I saw a bird.
Honey, that's not unusual.
I know, but it was flying.
Okay, are you okay? Seriously, are you okay?
I am, Mom. Mom, I'm okay. It's a joke. It's a bit for the mom game. And you just...
Hi, Carol.
Julie says hi.
Hi, Julie.
Okay, she said hi. Okay. No, I just told Julie, I said, my mom's going to be worried. She's going to call within 5 minutes.
Oh,
and you did.
It is.
It's a new thing to get attention.
Okay. So,
you.
That's very rare.
It. I know.
Thank
it
you.
Is.
I've one in all the 11 years I've lived here.
Okay, Mom. Well, try it on your friends. I love you.
Okay, love you too.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, my God.
I told you.
Oh, my God.
I told you she would call.
Well, honey.
She can't help herself.
Well, honey.
Well, first of all, she was
that's
like...
That's not very rare.
The curiosity was too much for her. It was too much. She had to know what was going
can
on.
Can you bring Carol back?
Yes. I'm not Catholic, but I used to
the
be.
The curiosity is too much for me.
Yeah. I've got to know.
Oh, my God.
I've got to know.
That's amazing.
Okay.
Oh,
well, we'll keep everyone updated on this if more responses come in. Okay.
I
let's
you
let's
friends.
See. We're good on time. We're good
Kelly's
on time.
Just ignored me.
Okay, we're good on time.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I have been wanting to go through this. People are sharing the strangest rules that their parents had growing up. And I feel like I love lists like this, and Jasmine does a great job of finding them.
Uh-huh.
Especially the ones that like take us back to
right, like things that don't
childhood and how old we are.
Yeah.
Makes me laugh. Okay. Did you have this one? Number one, no turning on the lights during thunderstorms.
I don't think we had that one.
Yeah, we did.
Really?
Yes.
Like you had to sit in the dark when there was a thunderstorm?
I don't think this was a regular thing, but I think there were times when, yes, we turned out the lights and like we would get flashlights. My dad was a weird storm guy. Like yeah. He wanted to like see that shit rolling in.
Yeah.
We lived in West Texas.
I know the weird storm people.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, this isn't smart, Dad. Like you realize that there's nothing around us. Yeah. Like we are a flat plane for a tornado to just mow its way over us.
Yeah.
Because we lived in Plainview, hence the name Plainview.
Right.
Like there's nothing. And anyway, like all the houses in Plainview had basements. Like it was tornado. It's part of Tornado Alley. And so I feel like he would always like go outside and we would like do weird shit, like turn off the lights. And I'd have to check.
He got real
sister.
Excited.
Like I didn't. I was terrified.
But did he?
And I stayed in the basement. He was always like, yeah, let's go see this shit roll in. I'm about to. And he would like yell at us. He'd probably outside smoking a Winston and be like yelling in, time to get under the cover, girls. Like, whatever. But yeah, that was a thing. I don't know if it was a regular thing in our house, but I do remember something similar to that.
Kelly's mom used to get so excited when she'd be visiting and we'd have thunderstorms. She'd be like, she'd go sit on the patio. She'd just watch it all. She'd be like telling people back home, like, oh, we got a good one. And it makes you realize, like, it's everywhere doesn't have thunderstorms. Like, our thunderstorms are intense.
I love thunderstorms with no wind. It's kind of a unicorn.
Yeah.
But I don't like the wind, but I love thunderstorms. Like if it's just thundering and lightning and
raining. I like it when I'm in bed.
Oh,
I don't like it if I'm having to
so
function.
Great. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Number two, no wearing clothing with faces on them. No Mickey Mouse shirts, no kitty cat shirts, nothing.
So that's.
I didn't have that one.
I didn't either. And that's like a
mom. And I don't remember that one.
I feel like that's a mom that's trying too hard to like control. I feel like I know people who wouldn't. That was kind of a thing, like more like not my mom's friends, but my friends. Like when kids were younger, it was like no characters. It was
really?
A thing in our Montessori school. We couldn't wear characters. But I feel like there were other parents that wouldn't buy because it's like not. Like it's cheesy or like not cool. I don't know. And some people worry way too much.
It's the first time I've ever
like
heard
if
of
my
this.
Kids are wearing a face, I'm like excited because that means they're still being a sweet little kid. Like,
yeah.
You know, people don't need to worry so much about what their kids are wearing.
Yeah. Okay. Number three, having to drink a huge glass of milk every morning as a kid because parents believed it would make them grow tall.
That's true. There was a big milk push back in the
90s. Dude, so hard. The woman we just talked to on the phone, my mom, I would sit there, like, it would be a standoff. It was dinner, though, I remember. And it would be a standoff. And she's like, you're not getting up till you finish your milk. And I'm like, this is ridiculous.
Right.
And then I think I would like, I'm sure as dramatic as I was, like I would gag and.
Right. Yeah.
And like choke it down. I hated the taste of milk.
I didn't
still
drink
hate
much
the
milk.
Taste of milk.
Yeah.
So that was definitely a thing.
And now it's like everyone gets sick from milk.
Yes.
Like there's so
if
many
you're lactose
kids with
intolerant.
Yeah, including mine and me, I think.
Okay, one drink cup by this kitchen sink. If you're thirsty, use that cup and put it back for the other family members. Did you have that?
I don't think so. I think we were allowed our own cups, but I don't mind that. I hate like 20 cups everywhere.
I know. I know, and we're bad. I'm a bottled water. We drink way too much bottled water.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we have our big cups that we'll use and the kids have for school. But, like, if we're just grab and go, it's not good.
That's fine.
No stepping on the bath mat with wet feet.
What?
Yeah.
What's for?
It's the point of the bath mat.
Right.
That's a dumb one. I didn't have that one. Curtains had to be open first thing in the morning so the neighbors wouldn't think we slept in.
Oh, that's
funny. So I will say this is part of my morning ritual is opening the curtains in the kids' room and in our room. Because it's the only place
so
we have curtains.
You close them. They're open
they
all day.
They close them at night.
And you close them at night.
Yes. But
is that
Henry,
part of your routine?
It is part of my routine. Laundry, dishes, trash, beds, blow.
Wow.
That's the five things blow? I have to be done in the morning. Blow the leaves on the back and the front.
I was like, damn, girl.
My question.
Every night.
No, morning. These are morning chores.
Morning.
Yeah.
You asked for it.
I told you I got blower's elbow. Leaf blower's elbow.
Oh.
Because I was holding, this is when I wasn't playing tennis and I went to the chiropractor who's a friend of ours and he was like, so what are you doing? Like with the, are you playing tennis? And I was like, no, not right now. I haven't played in, you know, over a year. And he's like, what are you doing? And I was like, well, I mean, I'm blowing every day. And he was like, him and Mike are friends. And he was like, turned. And I was like, it's leaf, like the leaf blower. It's a blowing leaves off the patio.
Well, yeah, you have to give him more context. You can't just say I'm blowing every day.
I've never seen a dude like get so, he was like. So I was like.
He's like already texted Mike. Oh, like, hell yeah, brother.
Way to go. So he, now it's like a joke. He's like, I mean, you're the first person I've ever diagnosed with leaf blower's elbow. He's like, well, you need to switch the blower to the other hand. So yeah, I had leaf blower's elbow. So that's part of my five daily morning chores.
Do you have that many leaves, or is
laundry,
this like
dishes,
therapy?
Trash, beds, blow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, one.
Yeah, it's therapy, or yeah, you have that many leaves.
One leaf is too many.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It makes me feel so good though. Well, I get it done. Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes to make me not crazy. Mm-hmm. The curtains. We already talked about the curtains. So curtains aren't in there, but it's part of like the sweep of the house in the morning after the kids leave. Open their curtains. And then Henry's like a vampire and does not want any light anywhere whatsoever. So the moment he gets home, he closes them.
Okay.
Whatever. We're not allowed to walk from the bathroom to our bedrooms after a shower in just a towel.
I don't really remember that.
Yeah, I don't either. Had to leave the room to fart, and fart was a cuss word.
I mean,
I was raised by a man.
So y'all just could blow in here?
So much blowing. I don't think we really let it rip very often. But I feel like fart was kind of frowned upon.
Oh, I still frown upon it majorly. I hate when my kids are talking about farts and poops.
But not a bad word.
I mean, I don't love it. Because if it becomes normalized, like these poor teachers. So.
Yeah.
But right, when I volunteered like a month or so ago, one of the boys in writer's class was like, he farts all the time, about writer to me, like tattling on him. And I was like, what? So we like had a big talk about it. And he's like, well, Mom, I don't know what to do. Like, what am I supposed to do? And I just thought about the teachers that are all having to sit there and like teach through farts.
But here's the deal. If you've got a fart, you've got a fart. There's only so much you can hold.
Well, and I've heard that this generation of kids just does. Like, they just fart. Like, even the girls.
Yeah, that's not a huge player in our house as far as the girls are concerned.
I hope they still keep it private.
Do you remember the first time you farted around Kelly?
No, but I remember the first time I farted around my best friend, Jesse.
Oh, really?
Her dad came in and scared us.
And you farted.
And she like lost it. She's like, oh, because I've never been I say that I don't. Like, oh. I did say that I didn't back then.
Okay.
And so she was like, like,
you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean.
So I remember
I try not to.
Thanksgiving. I think it was Thanksgiving. We were in Graham, and we're a super competitive family just in general. Mm-hmm. So the kids were like doing jump rope. I'd say that. I'm a super competitive individual in general. Uh-huh. And so they were doing a jump rope, and I was like, step aside. Let me show you how I'll do this jump rope thing. So I do it, and I'm in a groove, and it's just every time I hit the ground, and they're all laughing at me, and I'm like,
you
fuck all
going?
You motherfucker, I am going to win.
Emily,
this I will bounce.
Why were you farting so much?
I don't know. It's Thanksgiving, you eat a lot of shit. I don't know.
Every time,
but I was
jump.
Like, if you think for one second that I'm stopping because I'm absolutely humiliated.
Are they dying laughing?
Yes. Oh yeah, God. They still tell the story. my brother-in-law Cody will still bring it up.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, big time Rangers reporter farts while jump roping at Thanksgiving dinner. I'm like, but who won that shit? I did.
Was it worth the W?
I did, but I was
all the
not,
ridicule.
I was not. Yes. Okay. Yes. I'm not. Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a natural thing. It happens sometimes. Yeah. And if it means you have to do that to win your jump rope competition at Thanksgiving dinner, then
hey,
so be it.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Congratulations on the W.
Thank you.
Yeah, very important.
Okay. Wasn't allowed to watch anything that depicted a dysfunctional family in case they realized it was us.
Right.
I don't
That is a weird thing. Like, if.
But don't you remember when, like, the first, like.
You want your kids to think that your family is great.
Yeah, but not normal.
Right.
Yeah. My kids know. I mean, like, I ask my kids all the time. I'm like, do you wish I was normal? And they'll be like, no.
I have to say no. Like, I have to say no.
Yeah. And I was like, I mean, I could. If you want. I'll tell them this all the time. If you want, I'll just be normal and boring. I'll just be totally normal and just be real flatline, just totally normal, boring, standard, run of the mill, normal mom. Mm-hmm. Is that what you want?
I don't know what they're supposed to say.
I don't know.
Let me out.
Yeah.
Let me out of this.
I mean, I think there's times when they wish I was more normal. And I think that there's times when they appreciate.
I mean, the things you're doing are good things, like keeping the house clean. It's not like you're crazy. Like,
yeah, and dressing up as a sexy nurse and picking up my seventh grader from middle school.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
I mean, there's moms that are much worse than us.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yes. We're here to make you
feel better. We're not, like, addicted to anything.
No.
We're, like, still good parents, I think.
Yeah. We're trying our best.
Yes.
We're trying our best.
We are.
Okay. Bring home plastic sandwich bags from the school lunch to be used again the next day.
No.
100%. I did.
You did.
Yeah.
I mean, my mom.
Which is now why I throw everything away. I'm like, I'm not saving anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were, like, we were thrifty. You know, whatever. But I remember, like, my mom getting generic, like, brand things, and I was, like, mortified.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I can't believe you got, like, Johnny O's instead of Cheerios.
I know.
Or whatever
but
they were.
But see, now you know how our kids feel and why they want, you know?
Mine luckily don't care about any of that yet.
Oh, they will.
Well, I'm trying
LaBooBoo's?
The LaBooBoo's, yeah, but I just mean, like, brand name.
Yeah.
Like, anything. They don't care.
Well, good. Congratulations and Godspeed that it continues.
And it turns out Anna, I think, has fake LaBooBoo's and she doesn't care. So I'm like, okay, fine.
Good.
Like,
yeah.
I think the one I got out of the
mailbox
was fake.
Yeah, I think that's a problem we encounter the older they get.
Yeah. Well, and who you're surrounded by. Like, if you're in an area where everyone's like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, and we're in that area. But yeah. I'm just like, no, you're not getting the baseball life ice cream backpack that everybody has.
Yep.
Like, you don't need that to be cool. And luckily, they aren't asking for any of it.
Right.
Yet.
Yeah. Hopefully it lasts.
Yeah.
Godspeed. Okay. Wasn't allowed to invite a friend over for a second time until they invited me over to their house first.
I respect this.
Mom kept track of how many times I invited friends over and demanded they reciprocate before I could invite them again. Which I think there was some of that with mine. I don't think it was like a spreadsheet where it was like keeping track, but it was, you would start to notice, like, and you notice it now, and I feel that way now, like, especially when I was working so much and traveling so much and working so many nights, there would be so many times when Hattie would, you know, go spend the night, that now that I'm not working so much, I do try to reciprocate and be like the one who, the girls can spend the night at my house, even though this week, like, we have a thing coming up for Henry, like two different things. And, you know, usually I couldn't be the one to be like, I'll grab the boys from school. They can come here and shower and then I'll get them to the Pascal game or do this and do that. And now I can. And so I enjoy doing it much more because I feel like everybody else kind of picked me up for the longest time.
Yeah.
In that regard.
But I do
see it.
I see what this kind of means too. Like, you don't, if it's being reciprocated, like, you feel like the friendship's reciprocated.
Yes.
Like, you don't want your, like, in my case, it's my son. Like, he's always begging us to invite people over, but those people aren't necessarily inviting him. But then I also have to remind myself, like, their parents might just be busy. Like,
right.
It might not mean anything.
And also, too, I feel like it's a lot, if your child is a boy or a girl.
Yeah.
And I feel like, because, like, Henry doesn't want to have sleepovers anymore at all. Like, he wants to hang out.
Yeah.
But he doesn't want to have, he's not interested.
I just had one last night. It's like big in Ryder's.
He is not interested in having people spend the night. He's not interested in spending the night at other people's house. He wants to be in his bed, in his space, have the ability to go to bed when he wants to go to bed. Meanwhile, Hattie would literally sleep at a different friend's house every night for the next year.
Right.
And she would have zero problem with it.
Yeah.
Or have someone spend the night at our house every night.
When
for
did
the next
she
year.
Start sleepovers?
She started. So she actually spent the night. I think she was three.
Yeah.
With our across
well,
the street neighbors.
Well, sometimes you have to, right?
Like, but they were like, they're like 5 years older than her.
Yeah.
And they were like, I think it was during like a snowstorm or something. Like, can Hattie spend the night? And
right.
We're like, sure. I mean, we were right across the street. It wasn't.
Yeah.
But I think probably. I mean, she's still very much into the sleepovers with the girls.
Yeah.
Very much so. Henry,
I
not so
feel
much.
Like
Henry now is in the hangout stage with boys and girls, which I love.
Yeah.
Like, because I feel like.
Do the ladies like him?
I don't know. I think they they're not like a big coupled off grade.
Yeah.
Or at least his group of friends isn't. But they all, this year especially, they've started to like hang out more.
Yeah.
Just like.
Eighth grade is kind of when that.
Yeah. Which I love. I had so many good, still, some of my dearest friends to this day are dudes.
Yeah.
And I just feel like it's so important to learn how to.
Just be friends.
Opposite sex. Yeah. And so I think that's been fun. Super, super fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's not into the sleepovers anymore. Hattie very much so is.
Yeah.
But I think she started doing it on the reg like. Second or third grade.
Okay, because Anna's in second now, and she's not really, like, I'm not initiating it.
Yeah.
I'm not, but I'm thinking it's maybe starting.
Yep.
So, I don't know. Does that mean we have to? No.
No.
But she's asking for it more.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think there's anything wrong with it, honestly.
Yeah.
Only because I did it, honestly. Just kidding.
No, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just, like, more to plan.
Yeah, it is. Okay, let's do a little TMG news desk before we bring this puppy home.
All right. Brought to us by our friends at Early Bird.
I popped them last night.
Yeah.
So great.
They do the trick.
Well, and it also, too, credit to Early Bird. I didn't have to sit through the end of the Cowboys game because I was in my beta zone.
When the Cowboys suck, pop an Early Bird.
Exactly.
MomGame20 is our code. It's now active. It's good for 20% off your first order online. Earlybirdcbd.com. These are the gummies we've been talking about for a long time. They're amazing. It's a great way to chill out, especially if you're maybe trying to cut back on drinking, that kind of thing. It's a microdose of THC from hemp. It's about 2.5 milligrams of THC, 12.5 milligrams of CBD, to be specific. So mostly CBD, a little bit of THC, and that's the core feature of their gummies, and that's what makes them a little bit different. It's just enough to take the edge off, which we all need sometimes. So once again, earlybirdcbd.com, MomGame20 for 20% off.
Yay, Early Bird. Okay, quick check before we start news desk. Any other updates?
Let's see here.
I've got nothing.
Oh, my friends. The next one. Love that for you, Jules, with a kissy face. How did it make you feel? They're fucking with me, but they're also sweet.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That makes me feel better because I thought they were being for real. And I'm like, I need to meet all of these women and go on a trip with them.
They're the best.
They are so nice.
They're so nice.
But also, too, they're kind of giving you a jab, which I also appreciate.
That's true. Okay. They are. See, that's my friend Taylor, who is the one when I was like, some of them are like you. And my friend Taylor is like, she said, this is great. Cry, laugh. Like, she knows.
Yeah.
But they're amazing. Kelly gave it a question mark.
Okay.
That's all. Listen, I got.
We got responses.
And then I'll say it was flying.
I'm just going to say to the Remedial Book Club, you guys, y'all all failed except for Jessica.
Lane, what are you doing? Living your life?
Seriously.
Not paying attention to Emily's text?
Rude.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is also a story I've been wanting to get to for a couple weeks. 23% of men are cool with leaving restrooms without washing their hands. And go ahead and put me in.
Not shocking.
23% of men.
I know. It's gross.
If you've stood in, you're gross.
Good one.
Sick burn. If you've stood at a sink in a public bathroom and looked into the mirror, you've probably glared at plenty of people who walk out without washing their hands. So you're judging? You're glaring at people who don't wash their hands, who don't believe that they touched anything gross on their own body, that they can't just walk out of the restroom
you didn't
without
pee and wipe it?
Well, yeah, but I didn't touch my
particles.
Okay, but particles are everywhere.
They're a higher percentage of particles where you pee after.
Believe you, and you don't have any proof.
Okay, so all the people that say wash your hands are wrong. All the doctors.
No, I have no doubt. Like, it's great if you want to wash your hands. I will also say I didn't wash my hands hardly at all growing up, and I feel like my immune system is pretty fucking strong.
Good job.
Yeah. Thank you.
Just killing it today.
Shut up. Condescending hand washing biatch.
So do your kids, did you teach them to?
Yeah. I mean, it's we're not living in they grew up in COVID.
What about if they like touch your nose, like their nose and like with their snot or like boogers? and then they don't wash their hands. Just think about the next place those boogers go.
Do you
go.
Think your kids are washing their hands every time they pick their boogers?
Well, no. But if they wash their hands at least after going to the bathroom, it's like at least built in a couple times a day.
I know, but you know how strong my immune system is because of all the particles that I have absorbed through my nose and mouth. And
good job. Yeah.
Anyway, I just think that like there's hand washing shame, and I'm here to tell you I am
this
against.
Is not
it.
Your hill to die on.
Is this? this is it.
Emily
Listen,
Jones,
you hand washing shamers.
Your hands.
But okay, or and then there are people that do it, and they'll just do this, and then they're like
it's better
out.
Than nothing.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is. Not shocking, though, that a lot of men don't do it. 85% of women report always washing their hands. So you're in a 15% bracket.
You know what? Those bitches are lying. There's 85.
You act like
85%?
It's like some big chore. It takes 2 seconds.
It's not. But I'm not interested in all of the stuff. There's certain places where, yes, I will wash my hands. If I'm in a really gross place, which also makes no sense, I will. But like if I'm
just so interesting, you're an interesting specimen.
I know.
Like the OCD is so real.
I know.
Except for your hands.
Don't.
Like the house must be immaculate.
Yeah.
But the hands can be full of shit.
They're not full of anything.
Or pee.
They're full of immunity boosting particles.
Good job.
Yeah. Stop saying good job.
I'm proud of you.
No, you're not. You're being condescending. And I am not Anna, and I'm not 7 or however old she is.
She's seven.
I think half of these people are lying.
Maybe they are, but I do see majority of people washing their hands in the bathroom, like public restrooms.
Yeah, well,
I don't see many people just like dodge it.
So public restrooms, I do.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's good.
Most of them.
Okay.
But like, if there's not paper towels, I'm not interested in your air dryer.
That's true. The air dryers are annoying.
Such a whip, because then you know what happens? Then I get impatient and then I just start wiping shit everywhere.
Just got, like,
that
water.
Can't be good.
It can't be good.
No. So anyway,
do you sit on the toilet seat or do you hover?
No, I don't hover.
I don't hover either. That hurts your legs.
But I do make sure that there's nothing that like I'll wipe before I sit.
I'll wipe. But and then there's some of the like paper things, you know, where you put like the little paper shield on the toilet.
Have you ever used one of those and it didn't poke down?
Yeah, and then you just pee on yourself. Sucks.
It sucks.
Could
so
you not perforate
bad.
This thing a little bit more? Toilet paper company?
Yeah, whatever.
It's not perforated enough.
Yeah. Okay, listen. If certain bathroom, yes, every time.
Mm-hmm.
But number one, no, we don't need to do this every time. Your hands are going to get really
dry.
I feel
like those are like drying up. I don't see them as much anymore.
I pee a lot. No. I'm talking. Oh, yeah. Those are. I'm just talking about in general. Washing hands.
Yeah.
If I'm going number two, yes. Okay. Yes. I just acknowledged. Breaking news. I
and
go
fart
number
when
two.
You jump rope. This is a big day of revelation for Emily.
Revelation.
Yeah. Jerry Jones.
Oh,
did.
It's revelation. That's right.
Yeah.
You're right. It's revelation.
Yeah.
Well played.
Revelation
okay,
day.
So listen. Yep. I don't hover and I don't wash. Unless it's number two or it's a really nasty, disgusting bathroom. But then that kind of even defeats the purpose, too. Like, I'm like, just get me the hell out of here. And I've got baby wipes in my car.
Yeah. Good job. I don't know what else to say.
I don't either. I feel like I want to punch you right now.
I don't know what else to say.
No, because you're judging.
I'm
I
not.
Tell.
I'm just like, congratulations.
Congratulations. Okay, so you wash your hands every time.
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Like in here, you wash your hands?
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just not, I don't think about it. It's just part of my routine. Like, it's nothing to
me.
So
you're just better than everyone who doesn't.
No, but like, my home routine sucks compared to yours. Like,
wait. No, I'm totally kidding.
Yeah.
Wait, but do you wash your hands at home every time?
Yeah.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Both?
I mean, I buy nice soap. Okay. I have nice towels. It's fun. It's a great experience.
So, this is one that if any of my friends are listening to, they will totally know exactly where I'm about to go. But in my powder bath, you've been mm-hmm. in my powder bath,
mm-hmm.
like
you have the individual little towels.
And so that's my friends amazing. Now know that you don't put those in the
you
trash.
Don't.
You bring them to the kitchen trash.
Yeah.
Because we don't want the trash.
Right.
Because it's trash. It's not really for trash. It's for decoration. It's or in case of emergency.
In case of emergency trash. But I'm sure the kids don't abide by this. And their friends?
No. Yeah. Kids and their friends don't abide by anything.
No.
But yeah, like my girlfriends, like it's so funny now. Like they'll walk out and they'll be like, look, I got my towel. I'm putting it in the kitchen. I'm like,
I thought about it at your house, but I think I still put it in the trash.
Yeah. Like, uh-huh. Yeah. Some people just want to talk.
It's very nice little bath.
All right. Bless my heart. Okay. Well, so we are both so special. Glenn confirmed. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else we need to talk about?
I think
about?
We covered it all.
We did. Can I just say, I love when we have guests, but I do love when it's just the two of us.
Yeah. I know.
Because we get to just go off on random tangents.
Yeah.
We aren't on a time crunch.
And no idea what is going to happen.
Life is, mom game's like a box of chocolates.
You never know what you're going to get. That's right.
Okay. Anything else? What's next week? We have somebody coming in next week, don't we?
We're going back and forth, whether that's next week or the week after, honestly.
Okay.
But it's supposed to be scheduled for the week after.
Okay.
But yeah, next week it is. It looks like he thinks it's next week. So maybe it is next week. But he's an Instagram. There's people on Instagram that like just get super popular from putting their takes out there. And I think this guy's one of them, but it's like healthy sports.
Oh, he's
parents.
Supposed to be on the 18th.
That's what I had too. But we're messaging right now. And he said, I'm showing 1 p.m. Eastern on my time. So maybe he doesn't see that I said the 18th. So anyway, it'll either be next week or the week after. But he has some really awesome opinions and takes on youth sports and has like a giant following on social. So he'll be joining us.
Okay.
Yeah.
And his name's Jason.
Yes. That's right.
Healthy sports
parents on the Insta.
Okay. Thanks for being with us and hanging out once again. We will be back next week. Cheers. No fights. We had no fights.
Yay. We did it.
Other than Julie being condescending to me and telling me good job for not washing my hands.
Yeah. What else to say?
Good job, honey. Way to go. Okay. So we will see you back here from the Coppola Studios next week.
That's
right. In the meantime, it is Mom Game out.
Mom Game out.